staff and members for being so tardy. And Kevin's out there too.
Do you mean it?
Pardon me? Yes, I do, and I'm sincere, serious as cancer. I would entertain a motion to introduce bills, measures as bills. Is there?
We just have two.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I move the committee accept LCs 1237 and 1790 as committee bills.
Representative Barton moves LC 1237 and LC 1790 be introduced as committee bills. And folks, once again, this does not commit us to vote yes or no on any of these when they do become bills. Is there any discussion? Representative, we're introducing two concepts as committee bills. Any opposition to the motion? Seeing none, so move. And I am going to open a... Are we ready to go?
Yes, we are,
we have
Mr. Chair.
All the amendments.
And the paper. Yes.
I'm going to open a work session, House Bill 2201.
Mr. Chair, committee members, to refresh your memory, House Bill 2201, we had the work session was on last week. This is the Employment Department's bill dealing with the exclusion of certain corporate officers and LLC companies and members of LLC companies and LLPs from payment of unemployment insurance tax. During our last work session, we had two amendments in front of us, the dash one, which changes the limitation of excluding qualified members of an LLC from 10% to 1%, and then the dash two amendment, which removes the provision altogether. We are waiting for the paperwork on that, and we are ready to go.
The dash two sends it to 0%.
That is correct.
Just eliminates.
Yes, it eliminates, yes.
And?
Yes, so it eliminates the bold language in section one, subsection 1B.
Okay, and we have the impact, fiscal and revenue impact.
Yes, we do have a fiscal statement, yes.
Representative Cameron.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash twos to House Bill 2201.
Representative Cameron, there was a dash two amendment into House Bill 2201. Is there any discussion? Representative Barton?
Representative Cameron, can you? I know we've had this. This is, I think, the third time we've heard it, and I seem to recall it being when we last left. In my own mind, being a fairly close call between dash one versus dash two, I thought the 1% requirement was a pretty reasonable approach to trying to foreclose that kind of problem. If you feel comfortable, would you mind explaining why you feel strongly versus dash two versus dash one?
I'll go first, please, Representative, if that's okay with you.
Whatever. I just want your permission.
I felt that after hearing the testimony of the department, I felt putting a 1% in left room for more troublemaking than if it was just zero, because I feel the department handled the situation and the case, and I read the case, they provided it to
all
me.
Right.
I felt they handled just what perfectly. So that was my opinion. Representative Cameron, he asked yours. Please feel free.
Representative, I thought that one of the things in during the testimony was they were able to enforce the law under the existing statute. And went after those people that were abusive to it, and by going to the 1%, we're going to maybe change some things and open some things up that would cause even more trouble.
Any further discussion, questions? Is there any opposition to the motion?
To the amendment or the measure, sir?
The motion to amend dash two into the bill.
Whatever. On the amendment.
On the amendment. Is there any opposite? Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, I was wondering if we could hear from the department just...
I think that's a great idea, Representative. Tom, one of you guys want to come up here? Just to make sure everybody's on the same page and understands what we're voting on, please. And whenever you're ready, just identify yourself and go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Tom Byerly, Administrator for the Unemployment Insurance Division with the Employment Department, and I have with me Rob Edwards, our tax manager from the department.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Rob Edwards, as Tom said. In answer to the question, after listening to my own testimony last time, I agree that moving the percentage from 10% to 1% may give people an opportunity that wasn't there before under the current law. So we're perfectly okay with the dash two amendments.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I I think, was certainly a nail in the coffin for me. I'm certainly now willing to get completely behind the Dash 2. That said, I do want to acknowledge the department's efforts, I think, to at least try and get ahead of a problem before it occurred. I respect that, and I would ask that if this turns into a bigger problem, if there turns out to be situations in which existing law is allowing people to evade their responsibilities, I would hope the department will come back and we can relook at this issue.
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair Barton, we certainly would.
Your concerns are shared, Representative, and I'm confident we will hear from them if it turns into a problem. Any further comments or questions? Is there any opposition to the motion to amend the bill with the Dash 2s? All right, then, so, Representative?
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2201 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cameron moves House Bill 2201 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion or questions? Representative Thatcher.
Okay, this is where I might have a little problem, and I might change my mind by the time I get to the floor. But right now I'm having a little problem with the first page down on, well, basically Section 3. And I asked the question whether this would apply to somebody who's going bankrupt, the company's going bankrupt. And I don't picture companies going bankrupt just merely to get out of paying their unemployment insurance. There's a lot of economic issues going on right now, I'm sure we've all noticed. And just to pierce the corporate veil in that fashion bothers me a bit. Otherwise, why don't we just, you know, if we're going to start poking holes in it, why don't we just start, you know, saying corporations are banned, we'll just go with sole proprietorships or partnerships. And so I guess I just have a little problem with the personally liable section of this bill. So I will be a no for now.
Do either one of you guys want to comment on that comment, concern? Okay. Any other further, and we're, your comments and concerns are duly noted, Representative, and I appreciate that. Any further comments, questions, concerns?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I should point out that we do have a fiscal on this, and talking to LFO on this, the funds that the bill deals with don't need to go through the Ways and Means process, so that's why there is no subsequent referral on the bill.
Do not, or do?
Do not. Do
okay.
Not.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we have one. The clerk, any further comments, questions, concerns? The clerk will call the roll, then, please. Thanks, guys.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Kenemere?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative
Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Cameron?
Aye.
Chair Chalmers? Aye. I think we probably should have a carrier to this bill on the floor. Anyone want to volunteer, or I'll do it myself? Representative Cameron, thank you very much. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2201. I'm going to open a public hearing. Public hearing on House Bill 2660.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 2660 increases the maximum amount of revenues for civil penalties assessed for violations of occupational safety or health statutes that may be credited to the workers' memorial scholarship account from $250,000 to $1 million.
Thank you very much. Do we have Lou? You guys want to come on up? Workers' comp department is here to shed some light on this bill.
This bill has been requested. For failing to sign in, Mr. Chair.
This bill is a constituent request. There are some excellent sponsors on this bill, and we're just going to listen to your testimony, sir. Go ahead.
For the record, my name is Michael Wood. I'm the administrator of the Occupational Safety and Health Division of the Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services. We find it easier to simply say Oregon OSHA. I'm here today to speak to House Bill 2660, both with respect to the Workers' Memorial Scholarship Program and also with regard to our concerns about the funding at present. Let me say clearly that that the department supports this program. There is value to memorials. We're pleased to see the physical memorial that's being constructed as we speak with donations outside our building's door. But the Memorial Scholarship Program not only provides a memorial, but provides tangible support to individuals who have lost the support of a breadwinner. And in that sense, it goes beyond a simple memorial and is actually assistance and a very small offset of the damage that has been done. To that end, scholarships are available to those individuals who were dependents of folks who were killed on the job or suffered a permanent total disability. The program was first created by the Legislative Assembly in 1991 with an account balance of $100,000. In 1999, the Assembly raised the principal balance to $250,000, where it remains today. These scholarships are funded without touching that principal, but using only the earnings on the principal. I serve as a member of the advisory committee that recommends to the department what scholarships to grant, and it frankly is one of the more pleasant duties that I perform as the administrator of Oregon OSHA. In recent years, we have been able to award a scholarship to every qualified applicant. However, it is true that the amount of those scholarships has been dictated by the available funds. And in 2006, we gave three awards. Two of them were for $2,750. One was for $1,000. In 2007, we again gave three awards. Two of those were for $3,750, one for $7,500. And in 2008, three scholarship awards were approved, one for $5,000, one for $4,000, one for $3,000. Ultimately, we did not award the $4,000 scholarship because that individual chose to delay the start of his education. I expect, actually, that we'll be receiving his application either this year or in the next year's cycle. As you can see from the amounts involved, the scholarships are significant, but they certainly fall short of what would be needed to fully fund an education in today's market. If more money were available for scholarships, I am confident that the department, with the support of the advisory committee, would be able to put that money into the hands of students who would put it to good use. Unfortunately, there are reasons why now is not the best time to add money to the scholarship funds. House Bill 2660, as the previous scholarship bills have dealt with, would fund the principal by using revenue from penalties paid for violations of the Oregon Safe Employment Account. In that sense, it directs existing revenue. However, that revenue would otherwise be placed into the premium assessment operating account, which is the account that funds the Workers' Compensation Division, the Workers' Compensation Board, Oregon OSHA, and a number of related functions. That account is funded otherwise by an assessment, and its primary funding source is an assessment on employer premiums paid for workers' compensation insurance. Of course, what's happening now is the payrolls are down. That means that the premiums are down, which in turn means that the premium assessments are down. We have had in the last 9 months a dramatic drop in our projected revenues. And of course, this isn't unique to this fund, but this fund is being affected as others are as well. In fact, we have seen our expected revenues decline by almost $21 million looking at the end of fiscal year 2011. And to give you a sense of proportion, that $21 million represents between a third and 40% of normal revenues to the account for a year. So in the scale of this account, it's a sizable amount. In order to address that shortfall, we have made a number of spending reductions. We have reduced staffing. We've held positions vacant. We've eliminated a number of positions. That has included layoffs of existing staffs, and those layoffs are actually in process as we speak. We withdrew policy packages, policy option packages that we were putting before the Legislative Assembly, including proposals related specifically to Oregon OSHA's enforcement and public education staffing. And in relation to Oregon OSHA, we are holding a number of enforcement and consultation positions in the field vacant. In this context, dedicating the additional $750,000 in the penalty revenues to the Memorial Scholarship Fund means that it would be a loss in anticipated revenues to the premium assessment operating account, and it would require us to engage in further cuts. For that reason, we don't think that this is the time to make this change. We don't want our concerns about the current financial situation to stay in the way of action on the bill, and there are a couple of options, actually probably numerous options, but a couple of options mentioned in my testimony that could address that. One option would simply be to change the shall on line 10, where it says shall be, to may be, raising the cap, but giving the director of DCBS flexibility about whether or not to fill the fund or when to fill the fund. Another option would be to put in a delayed effective date, perhaps 5, or actually we'd prefer 6 years out because of the timing of a biennium, in line 11 of the bill. That wouldn't prevent the department from increasing the fund sooner, but it would mean that there was a point at which the increase was actually required. We'd welcome the opportunity to work with Chair Schaffler, with Representative Cameron, and with anyone else on these alternatives or other alternatives that may come up, and to put those policy options in front of the committee for your consideration. I thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony, and I would be happy to respond to any questions you may have.
Mr. Wood, you and Mr. Savage and I talked about this, and obviously I'm one of the chief co-sponsors with my friend here, and I know there's not anyone up here that wouldn't want to help more of these kids with more resources to go to school. I have to say I have You've persuaded me with your argument that now is not the time. On the other hand, if we do want to put something in place, I'm open to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Representative Barton's hand up first, and then Representative Matthews, and then Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Wood, I gather, and I am sympathetic to the argument. I understand about the timing. I think we're all on the same page, frankly, but there are some issues to be worked out. I'm wondering if you could tell me, just say as a rough percentage, in terms of what $750,000 of diverted revenue that would otherwise go to the PAOA, what percent of revenue is that? I'm thinking that might be 1% or so. Is that? I really don't have any idea what in terms of percentage.
Chair Schaffler, Representative Barton, you're now going to make me do math in my head, which is a dangerous thing. My degree was in English, but
unfortunately, you're administering this.
The revenue varies, but the revenue is in the neighborhood of $50 million.
Okay.
So you are right. It's actually in that context, it would be more than 1%. But it is a small portion of the revenue. The issue is that we are running so close to the margin at present that this is a significant amount. In a different budget climate, for exactly that reason, it's a small enough amount that it wouldn't affect the stability and solvency of the fund. But in this climate, it's a situation where on an annual basis, it would be 10 people's salaries.
Mr. Chair, it's, I suppose, a follow-up comment. And again, like you, I'm clearly sympathetic to, and I think the current principle is inadequate. I do think the timing has an issue. I want to throw out a third alternative in terms of perhaps staggering it, increasing it by $250,000 each year for the next several years, just as a way to get it, so it's less than one half of 1% we're talking about in any given year. I throw that out there for the committee's consideration.
Sounds good. We can consider it. Representative Matthews.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, but Representative Barton just had said what needed to be said.
There you go.
I'll defer. Thank you.
Great minds think alike. Representative Witt.
Representative Barton, Mr. Chairman, expressed my thoughts on this as a possible option as well. I just want to make a comment that I served on the advisory committee for several years, and to have read some of the scholarship applications is really heartfelt what this means to college-bound students who, you know, with the loss of a breadwinning parent, would otherwise have no opportunity to attend college. And I remember a few years back there was actually a reunion of some of the students who had gone to college, and it just absolutely meant the world to them. So however we might be able to increase that principal amount in a responsible manner would certainly be a good thing to do. Thank you.
And before I go to Representative Holby, I would like to have some of those success stories. I mean, every penny we spend in this building, we need to justify it. I think it's fairly easy. to justify this, but the more information we have, the better. Representative Wolby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Notwithstanding the great minds that are thinking alike on this, I think from my perspective, with the uncertainty of the future economics of the world, that proposal, I think I'd be a little troubled with it. I would like to see that maximum amount be up to $1 million, but also in a May situation, as he's described, and let the department, when they're able to, when the economy turns around, increase that when they're able to, rather than putting a hard number in, they shall increase by this much, because we don't know 2 years from now whether our economy is going to be such we can afford the $250,000. So,
Representative, that is exactly right. I certainly am leaning strongly in the May direction. And when we have money to add into it and make it stronger and more available resources for these kids that lost a parent. Representative Esquivel.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with what's been said here, but let's think about this. Should we not have somewhere in this bill that the legislatures get a report every 2 years on this to find out where we are in the economy, to make sure that this does not get left on the wayside, to make sure that if our economy is thriving, that we are to the maximum benefit?
I think in the department's annual or biennium report, I don't know how often you come out, that would just easily be typed in with, in a couple paragraphs, I'd imagine. But it's very well noted. Thank you. Representative Thatcher.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with what Representative Esquivel said, and write this one down, Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. I also agree with what Representative Holby said.
Right. Well, I think we're pretty much in agreement up here on, I think,
that's
what direction
scary.
We're going. So, actually, it's getting wonderful. Considering the first two sessions I served in this place, I like what I hear so far this session, believe me, although we're not in agreement on everything. Mr. Wood, I think we will look at the May language and then just go from there. We can get back together and talk it out and see what's going on. But eventually, our goal is to get it up to the $1 million. But obviously, when you're laying people off, you can't do improvements you wanted to do due to lack of money for both reasons. I think clearly we can't right now go pouring a bunch of money into this, unfortunately. So we'll just get back to you. How's that sound?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Anyone else care to testify on this bill today? House Bill 2660. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2660. Anything else for the good of the order?
Mr. Chair, we're all getting along so well today. I think there's got to be something else we can do.
I'm sure, well, we may see that soon enough. With that, we'll work.